Welcome to the Shenyun Review, brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Keith Ware. Today we'll be wrapping up this broadcast with a review of one of the final performances of the season. For this last review, we are taking you back to New York City to one of the premier performance locations in the United States, the Lincoln Center. Theatergoers all around the world have been seeing Shenyun. Some are seeing it for the first time, some for the second or third time. Some are sharing Shenyun with a friend, while others are seeing Shenyun with their families. We have found that the global experiences and reports of Shenyun have all been the same. In other words, the patrons seem to agree that Shenyun has provided a visual, cultural, and spiritual experience never before offered. As I said before, this week's review included some of the most influential people of the area. Everyone has been to the Sands hotels and casinos, but this time the people of the Sands came to us. Terry Ruffer is the director of the Sands Group. He not only taught me a new word, leavened, but he also shared his thoughts with us. Terry said,
It was a very, number one, it was very enlightening to me. I had not had that experience before. I've been to China, but I hadn't had the experience of coming to this presentation. I found it very enlightening. I found it extremely well done. And what I liked was the diversity of the aspects of the culture that were presented. And one of the major things to me, anyhow, was it was leavened, you know, L-E-A-V-E-N-E-D, leavened by an infusion in some places of just humor, which balanced the production, to me, anyhow. But I thought it was extremely well done, and to me, it also gave me a bit of an insight into a Chinese culture and background. And I enjoyed it immensely.
You mentioned you're enlightened. In what way? Why do you choose to say you are enlightened?
Because I didn't realize that the dancing and particularly the backgrounds and everything, I had never been exposed to them. I didn't know what to expect. And I was enlightened. In other words, it really was a very good experience. The feeling I had, well, number one, it was a cultural opening for me. In other words, it opened aspects of the Chinese culture that I hadn't thought of, I'd been exposed to, and it was enjoyable. That's very simply, that's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.
No, thank you.
Valerie Crane, the Merrill Lynch executive, could not contain herself and wanted to jump at the chance to share her experiences. Crane said,
"It was a real enjoyment, a colorful, beautiful moment of great excitement. Lovely. Thank you very much for such a lovely show. It makes me feel exhilarated. I mean, it was a happy show, very colorful. It gives you an oomph." 2 years ago, I was in China. I took the Yangtze River cruise, and I saw some dancing like this. But this is so much nicer, so much more happy. Thank you again.
SOH had a big surprise when we learned that the famous designer Donna Karan attended the show. The surprise was not that she attended the show, but that she attended the show with over 100 of her employees.
What I loved about the show was the authenticity of it. It was taking me on a journey, you know, to the many aspects of China. You know, that it was not just a singular performance, but there were so many aspects, you know, from the woman's point of view, from the male point of view, from a history point of view, from lands that I was going to, but most of all from a spiritual level. You know, that it was connecting, you know, the spirit and the calling of the spirit into ourselves and realizing that's so important. And it was so beautiful to see that. And I was so happy that I was able to read the voice. The voices were extraordinary. absolutely extraordinary. And so with the dances, but what I love the most is even in the costumes, that the costumes and the body and the movement were all in one. You know, so the way, you know, the kimonos were and the way the hats were, you know, it was so part of the whole spirit. And I was going and saying, well, I want to go there.
Thank you for your interest in the traditional Chinese performing arts. Shen Yun has a new show every year. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shen Yun Performing Arts, and we ask that you stay up to date with the schedule for next year's show. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N performingarts.org. See you next year. This has been Keith Ware for the SOH Network.